You're listening to Archer Radio. Welcome to all my listeners, new and old. Today is Thursday, May 26th, 2005. Let me start off by saying that today was an absolutely gorgeous day. The weather was perfect. It's about 79 degrees outside. There was a light breeze. The sun's been out all day. It's been gorgeous. This is the kind of weather that I really like. And actually, I could even take a degree or two cooler, but it's gorgeous. Now, I would like to start a new feature of Archer Radio, and I'm sure most of you will think, oh, that's no big deal, but sometimes I find it interesting. And I'm going to call it This Day in History. And you know, you can always do a big search on the web to find out what in the hell happened in history on this day. And I think I should start off with birthdays. I did a little research, a little search on the internets, and found out that on May 26th in 1886, Al Jolson was born. And in 1907, John Wayne was born. Now, I don't know about John Wayne. I know he's dead, but he died in 1979. But I don't know what if he was. I think he was not nice to the gays. I don't really know, but he just strikes me as the kind who would not be very kind to the gays. Also, in 1920, Peggy Lee was born, and that's why you're hearing a little Peggy Lee music in the background. And in 1939, Brent Musburger, the sportscaster on ABC and CBS, was born. I don't know if he's still alive or not. I think he is. Let's see who else was born. Oh, Stevie Nicks was born in 1948. Today's her birthday. Oh, here's an odd one. Philip Michael Thomas. Do you remember Miami Vice? He was the black guy on Miami Vice. I never did watch that show, and I always thought Don Johnson, well, actually, both of them, looked like crap in those, like, leisure suits or whatever the hell they were wearing. Oh, they looked awful. I didn't like that era of fashion, that's for sure. But he was born in 1949. And moving on, the first woman in space, Sally Ride, was born on this date in 1951. Let's see, who else? Oh, Bobcat Goldthwait. Ooh, I don't like him. Oh, and Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz was born in 1964. That's interesting. So those are the people who were born on this date. Now let's find out what happened on this date, if anything major happened. Let's see. I don't see anything that is of major significance, although this first one's interesting. In 1836, the United States House of Representatives adopted what has been called the gag rule. This rule was made to restrict needless, overly long discussion about legislation in Congress. Isn't that kind of like the filibuster? 1836. In 1913, the Actors Equity Association was organized in New York. Blah, blah, blah. This is boring as hell. I did find another site that had This Day in Science and History. That might be interesting to some people. Let's see. In, when was it? 1981, on May 26th, the first software patent was granted to Satya Patel. Paul Aja. He was the first to receive a patent on computer software for his computer program, Swift Answer. That's interesting. There's not a whole lot happening in history on May 26th. Maybe I should have picked another day to do this. Although, in 1872, a fire extinguisher was patented by a black man, Thomas J. Martin. Interesting there. Oops, I just clicked off that page. Let's go back to that page. I don't see anything else of significance happening. So, basically, May 26th is a pretty fucking boring day in history. A couple minor celebrities were born. A few scientific things happened. But nothing major in history happened on May 26th. Well, we might have to spice that up a bit. Oh, let's move on to listener email. I got an email from the girl who I call my only straight female listener, Beth, and she sent some pictures of herself. And one looks very funny, and the other one is kind of a little bit more serious. But this is what she wrote. Hi there, Archer. This is me, Beth. You know, the only straight chick that tunes into your podcast. Ha ha ha. You really do truly crack me up. I like your podcast because it's just everyday stuff with a twist of Archer added into it. Or added to it. She does find a couple other ones boring. But she says, keep up the good work. And then she sent two pictures. I have sent you one normal picture and one goofy picture of me. Now you can see who I am. And Beth, you are funny. That whatever that thing is you have on your head in that picture is just too funny. It looks like you are having a good time. And thank you so much for sending that picture. I'm going to post it on the website with tonight's podcast. So you'll be able to see yourself, and everyone else will be able to see who my one of my listeners is. I don't know. Mr. Poos would know that, but I don't know that. In any case, or anyway, thank you, Beth, and continue to listen. I appreciate it. And when I get that page set up with all the different listener photos, I will certainly add you to that page. Now, I also got another email from Peter, and I like to keep, he keeps me up to date on what's going on and what he thinks of the podcast, and I appreciate his feedback. He's a good guy. And of course, you can see his picture on yesterday's podcast show notes on the website. Now, something happened last night that really got me thinking about something. Before I go to bed, I, of course, like I think hundreds of other Americans, I turn off all the lights in my house. Well, in my living room, like behind my, well, it's kind of hard to explain, but I have a sliding glass door, and there's like a soffit that comes down a little bit, and I have some lights tucked up in there to create some ambient light or whatever, and I have to plug it in because it's not on a switch. So, when I was getting ready, before I went to bed last night, I went to unplug the plug, and the plug didn't come out all the way, and I wasn't paying attention, and I almost touched the metal part while it was still plugged into the wall, and instantly, in my head, I'm thinking, oh my God, I almost got shocked to death. And then, of course, I'm instantly thinking, what would happen if I did die in my condo by myself? No one would know it. Like, if I got shocked to death, let's just say, for example, I would be lying in here dead, waiting, you know, 3 days, and my body would be stinking, and no one would know. Of course, the people at work would call and try to find out where I am instantly, because I never miss a day of work. They would be on top of it right away. But then I start thinking, well, what if they did try to come and get in? I have to keep my door locked with the chain on. No one would be able to get in. They'd have to break the door down. It's kind of scary. And I guess some people who I email on a daily basis would wonder why I haven't emailed them when they hear from me every single day. And of course, the boyfriend would wonder what has happened to him. So I'm sure that people would find out, but I was thinking, you know, I'd be lying there on the floor in the living room dead, beginning to decompose while, you know, people are wondering where I am. It's very scary. But then again, there's a lot of gay men out there who think they're going to die alone because they don't... Well, I know, I thought this when I didn't have a boyfriend. I thought for sure I'm going to die alone. And actually, I had an ex-boyfriend who once told me, he said, you know, because I broke up with him, but he said, "You're going to die alone. You're not going to have a boyfriend. You're going to die alone." And I thought that was awfully mean, but of course, at the same time, I thought it was, you know, awfully true. But that's a scary thought. I'm sure others of you think about dying alone. Because, you know, it's not like you don't hear stories of people who have died in their apartment and then, like, 3 to 5 days later, they find them and they only find them because they're stinking up the hallways in the apartment. And they wonder, what the hell is, you know, died in that place? So, I mean, it's just, I was thinking about that. And of course, when I was falling asleep, I was thinking about that, thinking, oh, geez, someone will, you know, come and find me half decomposed in my living room. And then, of course, I think, oh, God, my bed's not made. I have dirty laundry in the laundry basket. My house is a wreck. People will come in here and say, well, now, see, when I say my house is a wreck, I just mean that I haven't dusted for a couple of days. I don't have, my house is clean. They could come in here and say, oh, he was a neat housekeeper. But, you know, the thing is, here's another obsessive compulsive thing that I do that made me think, you know, too, about people coming in to see my condo when I'm dead on the floor. Here's another thing I do before I go to bed at night. Before I go to bed, I always pick out my clothes that I'm going to wear the next day and set out, like, my t-shirt, my underwear, the belt, and the shoes, and all that stuff. And I lay it all out so that, you know, I can move in the morning without wasting time. And I also, here's the other thing, I decide what I'm going to have for breakfast and set out the things that I'm going to need. If it's cereal, I'll set out a bowl and a spoon and, you know, the juice glass. And, I mean, I set all this stuff out, and it looks like, it just probably looks stupid. But the thing is, so I was thinking too, I was like, oh my God, I would be lying there dead on the floor, and someone would come in here and say, What has he done here? He's got all of his clothes set out for the next day. He's got, you know, a cereal bowl and the spoon out. It's like, this is weird. So it's just a obsessive compulsive thing. That I don't, as Mr. Pooh says, I would say that my obsessive compulsive is more self-diagnosed, because now I'm making it sound like I'm really obsessive compulsive. I'm not obsessive compulsive. I am just anal, like a typical gay man. Although people have said to me that, you know, you're very organized and you're very neat and tidy and all. And here's another example. Okay, I take my shirts to the cleaners and have them, you know, washed and pressed at the cleaners. And when I pick them up and bring them home, I don't like the wire hangers. Now, I'm not Mommy Dearest saying no more wire hangers, but I don't like the way the shirts look, you know, after they've been hanging on the wire hangers for a long time. So, when I was in college, I bought like 60 of these plastic hangers that are, you know, they're rounded so that the shirt sleeve doesn't get that crease of a wire hanger. This is sounding so obsessive. So, when I'm taking the shirts, you know, out of the bag, I take them off of the off of the wire hanger and hang them on a plastic hanger, and then put them in my closet. So I always have my shirts on plastic hangers. And then, to take it one step further, in my closet, I've got all of the long-sleeve shirts hanging together, and all of the short-sleeve shirts hanging together. And, well, see, in my closet, in my condo, I have two closets, and I dedicated one closet to just shirts, because I have a ton of shirts. And I think, actually, Mr. Pooh's on his show today talked about me saying the other day that I wear only plaid and I look like a lesbian. Well, it's true, I do, but in my closet I have, when you look in here, I have pretty much all plaid shirts. I have maybe one, two, striped shirts and like five or six solid color shirts, but they're all plaid. What I was going to say was that when all these shirts are on the plastic hangers and I put them back in the closet, then I space all the hangers apart, like it looks like about an inch to an inch and a half apart. And I don't sit there and obsess about it, but I don't get a ruler out and measure, how far the hangers are hanging apart. God, this is sounding terrible. But I do. I hang my shirts on plastic hangers, and then I hang them, you know, roughly an inch to an inch and a half apart in the closet. It's crazy, I know. It's absolutely crazy. It's part of my my self-diagnosed obsessive behavior. I'm trying to think. I don't know that I have any other obsessive behavior, except that I don't like piles of crap sitting around my house. I've been to people's houses before where you walk in, it's just like piles and piles of shit sitting around. I don't have any piles of crap sitting anywhere. I mean, I actually had one boyfriend one time who said he felt uncomfortable in my house because it was like a hotel. You know how everything is just perfect in a hotel? Well, that's the way he felt. I guess another obsessive thing is I keep my kitchen spotless. Like, there are no dishes in the sink. The dishes that go in the dishwasher are rinsed first. The counter is basically clear. I only have like a stainless steel container holding all of my utensils, like, you know, spatulas and pancake clippers or whatever the hell that's called. So I'm obsessive. You know, who cares? So let's see. The weekend is coming up, and it's my birthday weekend. I turn 41 on Sunday. And as you heard in the phone call last night from my friend David, we're going to try to get together and have dinner on Saturday night, so that should be fun. And I got a couple of birthday cards today. I got one from my father, one from my aunt, and one from one of my brothers. And none of them are funny at all. They're just, you know, your basic birthday card. So, but, you know, that's nice. I'm not a huge birthday card sender. Only to, you know, really, really good friends. Like David. I sent David a birthday card. His birthday's in October. Well, I think I would like to do the guess the movie thing now. So, I have a movie clip here. I'm not going to give you any clues whatsoever to this movie clip. And I want you to guess the movie and then email me or leave it on the comments on the blog. I mean, on the webpage. And we'll see who can guess it. So take a minute and listen to this audio clip from a movie. And I'll be back in a second.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. And the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I said mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you just can't show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that to make everything all right. It doesn't work this way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
How about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely, and it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
See? That is just like you, Harry. You say things like that and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you.
Oh. What does this song mean? My whole life, I don't know what this song means. It means, should old acquaintance be forgot? Does that mean that we should forget old acquaintances? It doesn't mean that if we happen to forget them, we should remember them, which is not possible because we already forgot them.
Well, maybe it just means that we should remember that we forgot them or something. Anyway, it's about old friends.
Okay, did you guess which movie that is? I'm not giving you any hints. This might be an obscure one for some people, but let's see if you can guess it. And of course, email me or send me a comment. Or even call the voicemail and tell me on the voicemail. That would be good. Okay, I think we're going to finish the podcast now. It's gone long enough. You know, I like to keep these to about 30 minutes so I hold your attention long enough. You don't get too bored and press that fast forward button on your iPod or whatever device you have. So, okay, I will. Oh, you know what? Since the boyfriend and I are not getting together this weekend, I might be able to do a podcast on Friday night. We'll see. We'll absolutely see. So you just have to tune in. I keep saying tune in. You can't tune in. It's not a radio. Anyway, check back on the site or your RSS feed. Anyway, thanks for listening. And let me know if you know that movie clip. And until I talk to you again, bye.